This is the second game from January 20th, 2024. I'm in Appomattox, Virginia. This was a very, very cold day. High of 25. I think it spiked to 27 for about an hour, and then it pretty much just went in the toilet after that. Very, very cold day. It's what I figured out is the I keep the gloves on as long as I possibly can. I take I take whatever two disc I want to use. I stick it in my jacket, zip it up, and I leave it in there for walking from one hole to the next hole. If I end up choosing another disc, I stick it literally up under my armpit, warm the disc as much as possible. I found that especially if you have a sharper bead edge, and it's your hands are real cold and they're dry, and then this gets real cold and dry, and when you throw it, it can actually cut your hands, depending on tough. They'll just like nick your hands. So keep your hands warm. I stick the disc in my jacket and zip it up. It only takes a few minutes, only a minute or two for it to warm up to the point where you can throw it. When you're ready to throw it, get yourself set up, or pull a glove, reach in, grab the disc you want, and go after it. Appomattox, this is not going to be a pleasant one. So if you have children and you don't like cussing, be advised there's going to be some here, because again, my channel isn't necessarily filtered. I am going to try to keep this intro as short as possible, because this damn thing's pushing 55 minutes. So let me hurry up. I'm very, very hard on myself, no matter what I do. When I'm cycling, I'm very hard on myself. I keep track of how well I do and what I do. And I'm doing the same way with running. I don't cycle as much anymore, but I still run. I run 2 sevens a week. If I don't get the sevens done, I just do a 15K on Sundays. And I know what time of every single kilometer is. And I'm very, very hard on myself on where that time should be and how my progression goes. I'm the same way with my disc golf game. It's really not fair to myself, and I understand that, because these are games. Some of these courses I'll only play one time. Appomattox and Bedford, I'll definitely go back and play these. Bedford was the game before this, because I played two on the same day. Appomattox, I definitely want to get back and play, because now that I know where everything is, I should be able to do much better than the score I walked away with there. Great course, very cold. You're also going to hear me give some like fatherly advice type things. So, expect more of that as we go along. It's just me running my pie hole. I'm an old guy, and some of y'all are young and you don't know any better. I am actually good with people, and talking with people and stuff like that. So, maybe I can, pass on some of the mistakes I've made, raising my own kids and leading my life. Maybe y'all can learn something from my stupidity, and you young people can do a little better. I have faith that y'all can. If you don't have the guidance, hey, maybe it can help. I screwed up. Share it with you. Maybe you won't screw up. As far as disc golf goes, we have to keep playing. We have to keep at it. It's the only way we're going to get better. You have to play for yourself. However you played last time, try to do better next time. Try not to play better than the person standing next to you, because you have no idea. I mean, the styles are completely different. So no matter what you're doing, stop comparing yourself to other people. Play your game. Write your book. Draw your picture. Paint your thing. Ride your motorcycle. Whatever you're doing, do it for you. Whatever, do it for you. Do it for you. Do it. Be selfish. Do it for you. You can care about other people. You can help other people. Fine and dandy. Knock yourselves out. But you got to be selfish at some point and make sure that you're happy. So take care of yourself. Now, I once again apologize for the language. So here we go. This is Oaks Creek in Appomattox, Virginia. Game 2 on January 20th, 2024. Thanks for listening.
Alrighty, front 10, we're doing the second course of the day. Today is January 20th, and I'm on 10, played the first 9. It's pretty much sucked, so I actually haven't gone to look at it yet, so let's look at it. I just threw the first drive on 10. It was a great drive. It's started back left on me, but it was a little bit too much right, and I released a little bit late, so instead of this was doing exactly what it was supposed to do, I just released a little late, went too far right, caught a tree at the bottom end, so we got 3/4 of the fairway and 3 or 4, so I guess I can't gripe, but anyways, let's look at 9. We're +3 on the front 9. We're in Appomattox, Virginia. There's a league game going on here, but I think they're about done because I saw people walking past me. We duck bogeyed 2, bogeyed 4, double bogeyed 6, and birdied 8. Everything else is a par, so trying to see what we can do here. They got some league stuff going on today, so hopefully it won't be in their way. I got a kick, but I gotta figure out where I went. I don't know if we kicked forward or what. I could have swore this thing kicked right. It probably kicked a little deep. It was a big guy, but I'm happy with it. Releasing late again, causing me problems. Damn it, where'd it go? I didn't want to bring y'all on to be waiting. I'm gonna stand still, somebody's putting over here. Damn thing go. Did I not go as far as I think it? I know I hit this frickin' tree. Whoops. My carcass here. Hit the tree. We kicked. Oh, here we are. Yeah, we went a little further than I thought we did. Okay, got it. Second throw on 10. We're gonna full hand up a zone. Try to thread these trees and crouch a little bit. So forehand with a zone. Second shot on this 10. Come on. I think we're good. Kind of disappeared around that. Into that tree. And yes, we still got ice. That's what you hear crunching after you don't have ice. We're in a slurpy mode today. The high today is supposed to be 25. And I'm not sure where we're at. Yeah, we'll check that in a minute. I'm gonna try to throw this out here. Oh, damn it, it didn't skip up as far as I thought. The problem with the snow is it can, if it's kind of icy, it can cause it to slide around. If it's too soft, you can put the brakes on it, which is what it did here, so. I didn't put my Luna back in my bag like an idiot. All right, let's try to three out here. Beautiful putt, beautiful, beautiful putt. Oh, nice and easy, got the lid up. Right in the change, right where I was looking, so very, very happy with that putt. That's probably the only one I'm truly happy with so far out of the two games. So we're at Elk Creek in Appomattox, Virginia. This is our second course of the day. We're only going to do two today. I don't plan on doing another one. This is going to be our 258th course. Number 11, 270. Throwing downhill. We had a bridge. I'm throwing the Wraith a little bit more, the Star Wraith, because I'm trying to beat it in a little bit. And there, with all the trees out here, there's no problem with beating it in. I just don't know where this basket is. Let's see here. So 11. Oops, wait a minute. Did we score 10? No. All right. So we got 3 on 10. Beautiful putt with a 3. All right. 11 is 272. It says we got to go down and right. Why does the sign say left? Well, I'm just stupid. Yeah, I'm just stupid. Alright, so we're going to have to forehand it, whatever we're doing. 270, where is this basket? So we got to go down, right. There's a big pit down there. I have no idea, I can't see it. So, let me use the Roadrunner instead. I'll drive it down the center. So, alright, I'm going to set y'all down at the end of the pad. Well, let me bring my cart down here, because there's ice all over the end of the pad. So, ice and snow, so let's not do that. And so we did. So let's bring the cart down here. I'll set y'all on the cart. So throw on a leather, I'm going to use a Roadrunner instead. I'm going to forehand it and drive it down the center of the course. So, hopefully they dive right on us. Tree. God, Norton, throw this thing right, dude. Man. I understand I've played the course, but come on, Norton. You can't be doing stupid crap like that. I still have no idea where this basket is. What the hell is this basket? I really need to know where this basket is. 270. Where the hell is this basket? I have no idea where this basket is. I'm halfway down the course and I still don't know where the hell the basket is. Okay, there's the next pad. I have no idea where this basket is. I'm throwing blind to this thing. Alright, I'm just going to chunk it down the course and we'll figure it out when we get down there. The U-disc is about worthless. The U-disc says I should take a right here, but I don't know. I think I gotta go deeper. Gonna throw the right forehand. I gotta put y'all down. I gotta put y'all down on a disc here so I don't put y'all in the snow. Lot easier said than done. So hopefully you won't go sliding down the hill. Alright. Forehand, second throw. 11. I have no idea where I'm going. So, on the freaking boardwalk. I really need to know where I'm going on this one. So, this one. How's it 270? I'm halfway down this thing and I can't see it. Gotta watch my step here. We're gonna end up busting a hump here. Well, at least I landed on the boardwalk and not the ditch. Oh, you gotta be shitting me. I would have thrown a different disc. Oh, you gotta be shitting me. I wouldn't have done what I did. Damn it. Shit. Yeah. Damn it. 1, 2, this is gonna be 3. We're gonna end up 5 in this damn thing unless I do something great here. All right, I'm gonna put y'all up on this pole here. I'm just gonna go after it with an F2. I'm a little too close for this, but.
Damn it.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead. No idea if that is even worth anything. Because I do not know the course. So I have no idea what we just did. So it might actually suck. The basket is deep right. And U-disc in their mapping is a little misleading. So I wouldn't have, I would have thrown the Mamba or even a diamond on this one if I would have known the position on this. I definitely wouldn't have done what I did. But Yeah, figure it out here. Big ass ditch here too. Chances are I'm probably in it. Flagged off, so if we are, it is a penalty. Alright, hang on, let me check this side before I walk all the way down. Yeah, I think we're in the ditch. I think we're gonna have to take a penalty. I don't want to come back up this hill if I don't have to. I like their steps, it's a cool idea. They're little logs with their natural steps, basically. So where am I? There's no way I'm up by the basket. I think we're on the other side. I gotta take my cart over there anyway, so let's go over there. These natural logs for bridges. That's interesting. Oh, I am on the other side. Damn it. I gotta go back around. Alright. I'm not obese, and that's a plus. Oh, wait a minute. No. Yeah, am I obese? Is that obese? Alright, we're gonna say it's OB because they got flags over here. It might be just from the lead, but I'm gonna do a step in. I'm just gonna take a penalty here. Meter in, not following the ditch. And we're gonna roll into the ditch again. We're gonna take 2 penalties. One, two, three, four, penalty 5, upshot 6, roll down penalty 7, 8, I drop it in, so I'm fucking 8. Oh my god. I'm gonna have to do a quadruple bogey. Oops, wait a minute, wrong hole. Back up, 113. A quadruple bogey. Nope, it's a par 3. Jesus.
Calm down.
Calm down. I haven't seen one of those in a year. I'm gonna have to walk in the water. My hands frozen as well. Alright, I'm gonna have to leave y'all here. I'm gonna put y'all to the cart. And I gotta get my disc. I'll get the dry one first and then go off to the wet one. I'll be right back. Oh, that sucked. Tear my freaking hand up. All right, I think these markers are for the thing they got going on today, but we're gonna count them against this. So it's a par 3. We didn't go quadruple over, we went whatever the hell 5 is over. So 11 can bite ass. Oh, that sucked. I gotta go back over that bridge. I'm gonna be pissed. Yeah, we probably won't finish first thing. We gotta cross over. Damn it, I could have left my car over there. Damn it. Damn it, damn it, damn it. Alright, well, it is what it is. And y'all know me, I count it. If it is, it is. So, this is not park friendly. Well, in the ice, it's not park friendly. Like, what are you talking about? I'm blocking my damn car. It's definitely a bad course. Oh, it sucks. Man, we're gonna need like a gazillion birdies to save this piece of crap. We're plus 8, dude. There's no way we're gonna keep this under 10. Damn it. Damn it, damn it, damn it. Elk Creek is a pain in the butt. I may have to play this a second time today, since I know where everything is, or will by the time I'm done. I got another one, I have no idea where I'm going, so we're just gonna throw it up there again. It says we gotta go up and hard right, so I'm just gonna try to drive one up the center. See what we can do. Use a Roadrunner. A little bit of right at the end of it, hopefully. All right, first throw and pull. There we go, that's what I wanted. Right up center, a little bit of right at the end. Hit the ground, bounced. Got some ground play. 11, you can go. Load donkey turds. So. God, I have not got a score that far over par in a long time. So, man, that bites. Thank God this isn't a tournament. This is not one I'd play blind anyways. I mean, even if I knew a tournament was coming, there's no way I'd play it blind. So. All right, Mr. Roadrunner, where'd you hop off to? How much ground play do we get? Alright, we got a little bit of right when it hit the ground. So where did we end up? Oh, here we are, right here. And now, the $10,000 question is, where the hell is this basket? Oh, there it is. Well, I made the right call. Damn, this sucks. I wanted to be a little deeper. I needed to be about 20 feet deeper. Damn it. Should have put a little bit more heat to this. All right. We'll take a eagle. I'm going to forehand this. I'm going to chop it, and hopefully it's going to turn over for me. And, second throw on 12. Let me take this jacket off. Wearing a jacket always sucks. It's something I'm used to doing. Second throw and pull. Oh, man. An easy shot, but at least a little early. Smack the shit out of a tree. It's not going to be a good game, folks. But it's all right. Good. Living in Virginia, I can always say it again and make up for it. All right, we're going to do a forehand zone. Try to get as close to the basket as you can. Third shot on 12. Forehand with a zone. I got some trees in the way. gotta move my cart handles in the way here. Move it over a little bit. Second for on 12. Oh, that's pretty. Get off that tree. Oh, that's nice. Oh, that was beautiful. Kraut kept it low. Was aggressive with my line. And tried to hit my release point and keep it as flat as possible. And that's exactly what it did. Past this tree at the end. We got a hop. I'm not sure how close we are. Bingo, 3 feet from basket. All right, good. Good, 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 good. But this is not a par four, so there's no way a birdie by any stretch of the imagination. All right, so that's three. God, that sucks. All right, this is... I haven't done that one yet. Why is that scored? All right, so 11 is the horrible. Do what? There ain't no way in hell this is a five. 352. This is a par five? There's no way. There's no way. So one, two, three. All right, we got a three. It's a par four. So we got a birdie. Okay. Let's look at this. Par. What's the par? Par, par. Yeah, it's a par four. Okay. Sorry, people. I don't look at the pars when I'm playing up at the corner. They're there. I just don't look at them. But when I tapped it, it went to a five. I was like, there ain't no way in hell it's a par five. I mean, they got a lead out here. There ain't no way that'd be a par five. It doesn't make any sense. 375. Okay. So, all right. So, well, that's one birdie. All right. 375. We got to go hard down and to the right. This is a mamba. I gotta pull my jacket off again. Alright, first throw on 13. We got some wind, but hopefully it won't mess with us too much. Alright. Oops. Oh, ice. Almost busted my carcass here. So move the cart up a little bit. So if I talk, it's a little louder. They can't seem to get me on Bluetooth mic. All right, first throw, 13, 375 using the mamba. 375 according to UDIS, their sign says the same thing. Oh, Jesus. Come on. That's a damn nice throw. I planted my foot right on that. These are 4x4 earth boxes. Or 4x8 earth boxes. Sorry, not this before. But they're pads, but they're boxes. I just started inside of them. And when I planted my foot at the launch, I was right up against the log, so I couldn't turn the way I wanted to. So as my toe started to rotate to the right, it bumped up against the board. But fortunately, my pull through and the disc had come out of my hand before that resistance from the foot. So just went out there and did what it was supposed to do. We got distance, it went right, settled, went straight, dropped left. But how it's going to benefit, I don't know, because I don't know what a basket is. But we're in the middle of the fairway. So we got to go down and to the left somewhere. Maybe one pole. So according to UDIS, we have to go down there and take a left. I don't trust this freaking course anymore, not after 11. I'm trying to walk down here a little bit. I don't even know where this basket is. There's the next pad. So the basket has to be down there somewhere. I don't know this basket. It says we have to go down and to the left. What the hell? Come on, I need to finish this game before these guys will start round two on me. What was this basket? Oh shit, here it is right here. Good thing I didn't do what I was going to do. I was just going to throw it, figure it out. He would have been deep doo-doo. off the little rocks over here. All right, I got it. Map is not accurate. All right, so let's just take an F2 and throw it straight down that gap. Try to split this gap. I caught tree branches as we were flying through, so we got through the gap, but unfortunately it was a little too high and I nipped the tree branch and it just took all the speed out of it and it took a worm dirt dive to the ground. Ice and leaves. Sound of ice and leaves. Alright, third shot, 13. Berg. Roll right. Yep, we're good. Alright, I'm gonna pull. The eyes are a little bit before they stick and kind of roll around. I knew we were going to be left of the basket, but yep, we're good. Let's keep it away. We need to drop that floor. Damn it, damn it, damn it. Oh, it's par 4. All right, well, we parred it. All right, damn it. All right, we just got to keep this thing below 10. So 14 is 366. I may go ahead and play this course a second time. These guys aren't playing out here. 366, 366. We have Mando. Okay. And I don't think that's going to be much of an issue. That's probably the easiest Mando I've ever seen. So we got to go down and hard right. 366. Woo, damn, that's a narrow gap. Damn, that's a narrow gap. All right. What are we going to do? I'm just going to drive a Roadrunner down the center, try to keep it straight. Got to plant one in the center of the fairway down there. Let's take our jacket off yet again. All right, first throw on 14 Roadrunner. Just trying to get straight down the fairway. Hit a tree on the left. I released freaking early again. Just trying too damn hard. Damn it. That 11 has me pissed, has me flustered. So, and we all know that's tough to shake off. Freaking plus 5. Can't believe it. I haven't seen one of those in a long time. I mean, I understand two of them are OBs, so if I would have known what it was, it would technically shave two off there, but still. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, Jesus, Norton, you didn't throw it that damn far. I got an eagle in my hand. I'm going to be forehand down the damn fairway. I'm getting to the point where I don't give a shit. Which is never good, but we all been there. I'm just going to throw it down there. We're going to do a thumber, which I'm not good at. Damn it. Oh, I was heading to the fairway and I nipped another freaking tree. Come on, dude. Oh. Damn it, damn it, damn it. Hell is this fast pad? Where the hell is this basket at? There's no way this is 366. I just threw the freaking Roadrunner forehand. I have no idea where the hell I'm going. I don't know why I get aggravated. I'm just toughing myself the way I am, but still, you think after doing this for so long, I've never played the course. I'm playing 20-degree whatever. No more than 25, put it that way. Let's check this out. Never played the course, but I'm playing it in the cold. I'm using techniques I don't normally use to play. And I still have no idea where this basket is. Oh, here it is. Okay. Yeah, this one ain't right either. All right, let's just toss up. All right, run to the basket. What is that anyway? One fairway treetop, 2, 3, 4. It's gonna be a 5. Yeah. I hope I can get it. 10. I racked the chain, so y'all know that is my final putt in for score. So that's 5, by the way. Again, reminder, when you're playing, you must drop this into the basket. It must come the rest in the bottom of the basket. I only tap for podcasters. 548. Oh, you suck. All right, so damn it, bogey. Shit. 548. Sent old mamba. I'm gonna get this game over with. So we're not playing another one. I'm too aggravated. I'll come back and play another weekend. All right, 15. Throw one. I'm gonna use a mamba after I take the jacket off. All right, first throw on 15. Oh, that's pretty. Come on, get off that tree. Damn it. A little early on the release. All right. So, I was thinking about it earlier, and I am 55 years old, and I've made a ton of mistakes in my life, and so young people, if you don't have a dad, listen up. Develop a skill set. Get a job, develop a skill set. And people talk about the fact you money doesn't make you happy. It's bullshit. You need money. Take care of business. Take care of family. Don't necessarily have to be rich. If you're going to be a billionaire, I hate to give you bad news. You don't need motivation to do that. And skill sets take a while. Second throw, 15. Eagle forehand. Just trying to get it down the fairway. I'm following this lame-ass math that you just have given me. Because I have no idea if this is where I'm actually supposed to be going. I'm just going to follow the open fairway. Go down the fairway. Hopefully we're going in the right direction. just keep in mind, it's going to take work, guys. I mean, you find something that you like doing or that you can tolerate doing. And by that, I mean, oh crap, I'm going the wrong way. Another one of those. I don't walk these courses on purpose, by the way. All right, there's my disc, but where am I supposed to be going? All right, I think there's a pad over there. So this is saying I should be throwing down there to the left. All right. So we're supposed to be going this way, right? Okay, all right. I think I see the basket. Jesus Christ. Mamba. Third throw? Yes, third throw. I don't know, I forget. Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Tree hit. This is a course I'd have to play a few times, so.
Yeah. What you want to do is you got to learn how to, I mean, you got to save money. I mean, if you, it's, you have to save, you have to. I mean, no option. So I got to go to the last one, tree. The goal is to be able to pay your bills. Pay your bills comfortably. If you're going to be a billionaire, I hate to give you, you already have the motivation to make that happen. So a trade is good work, but there's a lot of regulations to it, which can be a pain in the ass, but I can't see the basket anymore. All right, I'm just going to throw one down there. Eagle. Hang on for a second. One, two, three, this is four. Okay. I have no idea if that's any good. It's a high, it's a bummer, elevator drops. My problem is I stuck to an industry that couldn't give a rat's ass about me, which is the cable industry. You can become a tech, a lead, you can become a supervisor, you can be all kinds of stuff. And then they can fire you when they decide to eliminate your department. So if that sounds bitter, I am, because I left with max 6 times. I had all my vacation time, all my personal time. So, and it didn't mean jack crap. So, and all right, 5. Just trying to get it down at the base of the basket. That's exactly what we just did, as long as it doesn't slide into the ditch. All right. So we're gonna end up with a 6 on this. So. Oh my god, a fucking double bogey. Damn it, damn it. I understand I don't know where this stuff is, but come on already. Damn it. Hang on, let me recount this. So 1 to the left, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then this tap in. Yes, it is definitely a 6. But it, like disc golf. I mean, if disc golf is your passion, you really have to bust your ass and work at it. Oh, wait a minute. I want to take a picture. It's not something that I had my kids do. And that's my fault as a father. I should have done it. But I mean, it's a lot of people say, well, your dad was never around. Yeah, but my dad was a piece of shit. So he didn't want to be a dad. He didn't bother to try to reach out to us until he was. Until he had liver disease because he drank himself to death. So, as you can tell, I have no sympathy for him. I'm not sure where I'm going. I'm trying to figure out where I'm going. Hang on. So, all right, basket's up. Basket's behind me. Pad's up in front of me, so I got to go to my right. All right. But there's no path here. But it's still saying I'm going in the right direction. How the hell am I supposed to get over there? Am I going the right way? How the hell am I supposed to get over there? Oh, here's a path. Here. Okay, maybe that's it. Cart bump tipped over. I think we're going the right direction. So. Damn it. So what you want to do is get your skill set and stick with it. If you have something you're passionate about, that's fine, pursue that. But get you a job so you can pay the bills and not struggle. And that's hard to do, because when you start out and you're young,
you don't have any skill sets. So it's going to suck donkey balls. They're going the right way. I think they're going the right way. So, this place is not cart friendly for wide carts, by the way. So I'll just slide this across. Up here and turn it here. Let's go. So it's going to take time. Unless you're really attractive, dude, and you can do the social media crap, or you're really super creative and you don't mind busting your hump. I mean, look at Mr. Beast, how long he busted his hump doing nothing before he made it. It just took a lot of work. So, but my thing is, I didn't stick to one thing when I was younger, and I wish I had, because I'm not bad off. I mean, I've got to travel, I've got to adventure, I got to see a lot of stuff, but there's a price to it, and the price is not really having anything of your own. I was never one of those people that wanted property and a house and all that stuff, and but as you get older, you understand the value of it. 472 is 16, that's where we're at. I just gotta throw it out there. I have no idea where we're going. It says it's... Alright, it says we gotta go straight out, then go right. So, just gonna throw it out the center. Mamba, 16, first throw back in. And that sucked. We're in the fairway, but it sucked. Alright, we cleared the weeds, so I guess that's a plus. This place must be beautiful in the summertime. I'd love to come back and play it in the summertime. I'll come back and play this before winter's out. That's for damn sure. Because I want to play this one again. So this is a good one to push yourself to be better. Like if you're in MA3 and you want to go to MA2, you want to push yourself, get a little better. This is a good one to do that with. As much as I hate 11. But I understand 11. I'm trying to talk myself out of being pissed off. I understand I didn't know where it was. I understand it was poor just choice because I didn't know where it was, but still, it pisses me off. I take what I do seriously. It's like when I do my run tomorrow, it's going to be 15 kilometers. I'm going to be really difficult about the times on that. So, all right. I'm just going to throw them off again. I don't feel like messing with it. All right. Damn it, too much left. We're going to be behind any trees, and I don't think we want to be there. I think I wanted to go more right based on you, disc here. Why the hell am I on 18? But find something you love doing and stick to it. Having kids too young, marriage, that stuff will get in the way. And I mean, you can argue the point all day long, but I can tell you right now, most of the women that I've known in my life would not tolerate this disc golf stuff. They would be bitching all the time. One of them was bitching at me for the motorsports, and I was actually making money on that. So I gave up because the type of women I attract don't care about people's dreams. So, forehand with an eagle, just trying to get up around that corner. So just try to choose better than I did, folks. And that applies to the ladies too. I mean, there's piece of crap guys out there that just want to control everything you do. You just have to stop worrying about being alone and cut them off. It's either that or put up with it. That's your two choices. I mean, I'd get mad if my son met a girl and she wouldn't let him pursue stuff that he loved, but in the same breath, I would be pissed off at him if he didn't push her to go after her dreams. What are we doing here? 1, 2, 3, this is 4 on 16. Is that right? 4? Nice upshot. to... Hang on, let me look at this again. Yeah, because we hit the field. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, okay, I'm right. Yeah, I'm right. So, out of the weeds, 1, field 1, field 2, up to the basket. 1, field 2, field 3, up shot 4. Yeah, we're on our 5th. Not an easy putt considering I've missed a bunch of them in this range today, so try to save a 5 here. Beautiful putt. Right where I was looking. Oh, what a beautiful putt. So that's a bogey. I'll take that. Hell yeah. What a beautiful putt. Well done, Norton. And talk positive to yourself when you do something right. I might beat myself up on 11. Just pat yourself on the back when you do something good. No matter how bad game, no matter how bad the game is, you can find some good in it. Bought me a waffle iron boy here. I like one. Waffle, waffle. I'm not talking at the moment because I'm trying to get to 17. Because I want this one over with. We're definitely going to have to come play this one again, huh? Damn it. Alright, 292. Probably another one I'm not going to be able to see the basket on, right? Oh, I can see the basket. Miracles never cease. All right. 17, 292. I'm going to throw a Roadrunner down there. I am out of it, so I doubt very seriously I can throw that distance with all these damn trees. So I'm just going to try to get a Roadrunner down the center of the fairway. First throw on 17. Snapped it a little too hard, so I drove right way too early, and this does not come back left when I throw it that way. So we pop the tree and we're not even mid fairway on this, but is what it is. See what we can do on throw 2. But so I mean, it's, I know a lot of, and don't take it wrong, I don't think all women suck, all men suck, so don't think I'm an anti-relationship type person. You just have to pick the right person, and when you don't pick the right person, you have to let them go. I know that's hard to do, it's easier said than done, but life's not easy, people. I don't care what the hell you're doing, life's not easy. So you need to be able to pay the bills. If you don't have to worry about your light bill, and you don't have to worry about gas, and you don't have to worry about your car payment because you got your shit together, you don't have to be rich to make that happen. You have to learn how to manage money. That's one of my biggest problems, is I don't know how to manage money. And I know a lot of people who don't, but they had good people in their lives that helped them. And I just, unfortunately, can never find somebody for that. Second throw in 17, using an F2, just went straight to the basket. Get off that tree. Oh, Jesus. I missed the main body of the tree, but I hit a branch, and it was what we will call a god slap, which means the tree god took his hand, slapped the disc, and sent it straight to the ground. So, you know, like when you're watching somebody go, they go to do like a slam dunk, or they go to shoot a ball, and then somebody jumps up and swats it out of the way in basketball, like it's a denied type situation. That's what happened here. I mean, it was a feline, it leveled out, released a little late, but hit a little tiny branch and boom, straight to the ground. Like it had a freaking boat anchor attached to it. So need to practice a forehand bird, so I'm going to do a forehand upshot with a bird. I'm aiming right at the top of the basket. Third shot on 17. Oh! Oh, that hurt. Why the hell did my other arm pop? Oh, man, that's weird. That's weird. I throw with the right hand and my left arm pops. That's weird. It's a nice course. It's just, I don't know it, so it's not gonna be good. That's a four. Oh crap, I think my phone's gonna die. Yep, my phone's gonna die. Alright, I'm gonna keep talking as long as I can. Try to get back to the car. We got one left. Hopefully to stay live until I get there. Let's speed this up. .321 is 18. I can barely see it on my phone. I can see the pad. I'm not gonna pull my jacket. We're just gonna go at it. This game's gonna suck regardless. .321 is what their sign says. All right. Come on, buddy, stay after. See a throw on 18. I can see the basket. Beautiful drive. Little tree low at the end. We're in the fairway. Beautiful, beautiful drive straight up the fairway. Chop 3/4 to the top. Sorry about the sniffle stuff. I'm trying to work on that, but when it's cold out here, ain't much I can do. I'm gonna take a zone, do a forehand shot at it. I'm just gonna go straight at the basket. Zone forehand. I'm not putting y'all down for this. Let's go. Come on, get up her. All right, push it, push it. Not quite the distance I want, but we're definitely for it. I guess we can sink this, we're for you. I'm just gonna cut out with the bird, with the zone. Put the shell in the basket. I want to start the recording. Beautiful putt, save the three. Hell yes. I think the phone died though. I don't think we made it, damn it. Did we make it? I don't know. We got the three, by the way. I can't see my screen, so I don't know if we're recording. But absolutely drilled that putt to the zone. So very happy. My car get it plugged in. Noisy as hell, ain't it? Yeah, I gotta be like a plus 11 or 12. I think I'm plus 12. Or no. Yeah, I'm either 11 or 12. Beautiful view out here. Come on, Norton. Let's move ass up. Softball field, all that stuff. It's a really nice park. And when it's not covered in ice, I'm sure it's probably pretty nice. So, leads done. They're all rolling out for today. If you find a lady, by the way, guys, if you find a lady that's what you do, fucking bend over backwards for her. As long as she keeps supporting you, you better get off your ass and support her. Don't fucking let her go. Turn that crap off. Alright, we're still recording. Oh, hell yeah, we're still recording. Awesome. Alright. Gonna have to cut this close, it's running long. 18321, we got a 3. We end up plus 12. Yeah, that's what I figured. Bastard. Let's see. We're doing a review. Save. It is a 4. I'll definitely agree with that. I'm not giving it much more than that until I play it a second time and not be rushed. All right, so we got... So the takeaway is we got a birdie on the front 9, a birdie on the back 9. But then the penalties on 11 just... I mean, really, the penalty... The 11 has killed us. 11 absolutely killed us, kept us from getting under 10. So we'll definitely come back and play this one again. Got a 152 on UDisc, so... I don't know what the hell that's worth. I don't really pay much attention to that. But anyways, relationships, if you got somebody that supports what you do, support them 10 ways till Sunday. Make sure you take care of them, whatever they're into. Make sure you push them and don't ever let them go. I have not had the blessings of having someone in my life like that, that I get to come home to and I get to spend time with. So if you have it, cherish it. Don't be a slave to anyone. Don't let anyone be a slave to you. And let the universe, my quote is that a lot of women want the universe to wrap around them, and a lot of men want the universe to wrap around them. When you're in a relationship, that universe needs to wrap around both of you. So do everything you possibly can for it. If you have it, embrace it. If you have it and you've forgotten that you have it, you better get off your ass and start working for it. I know a lady very close to me that's struggling with her other half, and they have been together a long time, and he is a dumbass if he lets her go. She loves him to death. And I hope he wakes up and realizes it so she doesn't have to go through being single at a late in life like I am. So she deserves better. I've known her a very long time. She's a good person. And I really do hope that I hope it works out for them too. I really do. All right, good throw, bad throw, cold day, warm day, doesn't matter. Get out and throw. You're going to learn something. I learned a lot today. I learned I need to play this one again. Great course. Appomattox, Virginia, Elk Park. I actually love the course as much as it beat my ass today. I absolutely love the course, and I can't wait to get back and play it again. This is our 258th course. We will hit 59 and 60 probably next Saturday. So stay tuned. More is to come. I appreciate y'all listening. Sorry this one ran a little bit long. Develop a skill set. Work on it so you have a future. Get a relationship. Take care of it. If it's bad, get rid of it. No matter how painful it is, you have to make that call. Easier said than done, but you got to do it. Love you guys. Love you gals. Take care. This is GTM out, but I shall return.